When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Braves basketball is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Aaron's, Applebee's and Sealands Grove, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, APW, Sunbury Motor Company, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cablevision, Murray Motor Chevrolet, UPMC Susquehanna, Shock Law Offices, W&L Subaru, Carpet Man, Glick Associates, Purdy Insurance Agency, Lackawanna College. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Well, originally this was going to be a one-game holiday break, but because of some weather earlier in the month of December, it became a two-day holiday break, or two-game, I should say, holiday break. And the Braves entertain the Beckman Miners of Minersville here tonight for Monday Night Basketball here on WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie, courtside here at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. And the Braves right now in desperate need of a confidence boost as they have fallen to 2-5 overall, 0-3 in the conference. Conference play starting later on this week as we get into 2020, or I should say restarting with Central Mountain coming to town. But, Chief, the Braves really need something to get their spirits up a little bit.
Well, they sure ran into a very good basketball team on Friday night with Central Columbia. I thought they were very, very dynamic out on the floor. We thought possibly the Braves had a shot at them, but they held it close until the third quarter. And then again, at the end of the third quarter, they had a little bit of a breakdown. So tonight we have Minersville. Remember last year we went to Minersville. It was a beautiful Saturday afternoon for the wintertime, but it was a game that Minersville was very, very good last year with a lot of seniors, and those seniors are gone. So now tonight they're going to have to play a lot of underclassmen or maybe seniors-to-be that don't have a lot of experience. And I think this team has not won a basketball game, if I'm correct, Kevin.
Yes.
They're 0-7.
0-7, according to the information that we have been privy to and provided. So I do want to take a second here before we get too far into basketball here tonight to send out best wishes to Coach Todd Tilford of the Shikellamy Braves football program. He has resigned from the head coaching position, and I wanted to take a minute to say how much I appreciated all the access. I said this at the football banquet as well, how much I appreciated both him and his entire staff and the access that he gave us during the years of broadcasting Shikellamy football. I enjoyed our conversations and our interviews and then the chats that we'd have later after those interviews were all finished, and we'd sit down and have a few minutes just to shoot the bull a little bit and talk a little football and talk a little bit of everything. It's been entertaining watching both of his kids grow up as well, and I know that's a big part of what he wants to do. He wants to see both of his kids at the next step of their lives in college. And, of course, Gabe, of course, not that far away at Bloomsburg University, getting some playing time now and trying to make those games on a Saturday and still get ready for another Friday night gets to be a little bit taxing. So, Coach Todd Tilford putting in his resignation earlier today, becoming official most likely at the next school board meeting. But a big thank you to Coach Tilford and everything he's done here, and brought a nice little winning tradition back to Shikellamy after a little bit of a kind of a in-between type of years that we had after winning some district championships, Chief.
Do you want me to say something?
You can if you'd like to.
Well, I've
you guys
Todd,
have been friends for a long time.
Todd played football for Joe Robstock and I on the junior varsity team back in the early 80s, and then I was with him when he played varsity. And he was one of those players that he was versatile. We put him everywhere, and he was never a very big man, but just a very good competitor, did whatever he wanted to do, had a lot of athletic skills, and went on to Shippensburg to do well there. And then he taught for half a year at Shikellamy. He filled in for one of our math teachers who was out, got the Lewisburg job, and then I got an opportunity to call the games with Ryan Unger. Actually, I didn't call him. Ryan called him, but we did Lewisburg for a long time. And we got to do two games in Hershey Stadium, quarter and semifinal, or quarterfinals? No, I'm sorry. We did quarterfinals and semifinals there.
Yeah.
And they lost to West Catholic down in Philadelphia, who went on to be the champions that year. And then, of course, guess whose job he got when he came to Shikellamy as the head basketball or head football coach. I had retired, and he got my job in the math department. So, don't even a very long time. His wife graduated with my oldest daughter, Nicole. So I was class advisor of that class, so I got to know her pretty well, too.
Well, I'll tell you what, some of the most fun I had was sitting out there before Selins Grove Shikellamy games, whether it was a playoff game or whether it was a regular season game, watching the two family members come together and just have a little confab at the 50-yard line. It was always a great conversation with those guys. And, big thank you to Coach Tilford for everything he's done to help us with the broadcast, especially in the last year. Of course, a couple of years leading up to that as well in his tenure here at Shikellamy. So wanted to give our appreciation.
Listen, I was up at Bucknell when Gabe was about 8 years old, and Lucas was probably six, and they were tailgating, and Todd said, "Show Mr. Ritchie how you can tackle." And I started running a little bit, and Gabe put me down with one of the best form tackles I've ever seen. All maybe 60 pounds of him, and I was at 230, so... I kind of figured from there Gabe was going to be one of those players that would make a big impression on our program here at Shikellamy and now Bloomsburg.
Well, Todd will get a chance to sit back and enjoy some of those games just as dad for a while, and that can be fun too. When we return, we'll get ready for basketball here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse, the Batman Miners of Minersville taking on the Shikellamy Braves here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
It's the season of giving. Get your gift today. Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC in Sunbury. For the month of December, we are offering employee pricing on all new Enclaves, Encores, Terrains, Acadias, Yukons, even the all new GMC Sierra 1500, so you pay what we pay. We have 19 Sierras in stock with up to $14,600 off, 19 Yukons with up to $12,900 off, 19 Acadias with up to $8,600 off. We have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed cars, trucks, and SUVs for under $15,000. Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury, or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit seccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Celebrate with WNL Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd. When you get a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to those in need.
When you lease or purchase your Subaru at WNL, we will match the $250 Subaru donation.
Test drive the 7 or 8 passenger Subaru Ascent with financing as low as 0.9% for 48 months only at WNL.
See us off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Finance rates for well-qualified applicants only. See dealer for complete details. Offer ends 12/31/19.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
here on WKOK with the Batman Miners of Minersville coming to town. They'll come out with Xavier Noble, the 5'9", 150-pound junior. He's averaging 5 points a game. He'll be the guard. The center forward will be Gabe Davis, a 5'11", 175 junior. Davis averaging 7 points a game, second on the team in scoring. Dominic Bazzacco is the is also playing forward. He'll also spend some time at center. The 6'2", 195 senior is averaging 11 points a game and is the leading scorer. Brandon Lonergan is the sophomore guard forward, probably playing guard tonight, a 6'1", 180-pound sophomore. He's averaging 6 points a game. Scott Schwamm is the 6'5", make that the 5'10", senior with a 185-pound guard-slash-forward position. And Schwamm is averaging 7 points a game for the Miners. So, again, it's Noble, Davis, Pizziacco, Longerman, and Schwamm for Minersville. For the Braves tonight, we expect to see Davis Marshall on the floor to start, the 6'4 junior forward, averaging 10 points a game, leads the team in steals and points off turnovers. John Pfeiffer, the 6'3 sophomore, Pfeiffer averaging 6 points a game, 1 of 4 from the free throw line, and is third on the team in rebounds. Wayne Long, the 6 foot junior guard, averaging 7 points a game, a 56% free throw shooter on the year. It'll be Nate Luciano at guard, a 6 foot junior. Luciano averaging 6 points a game, 2 for 4 from the line, leads the team in assists, and believe it or not, leads the team in blocks now with 4. And Jacob Hernandez is the 6'3 sophomore forward. Hernandez is averaging 10 points a game, 64% free throw shooter, leads the team in rebounds with 37. Braves come into tonight's game giving up 55 points a game and getting 54. They are 2-5 overall, shooting 61% from the free throw line, 48% from the floor, and just 28% from the free throw line. And Minersville coming into tonight at 0-7. Once again, Shikalimi will have Marshall, Pfeiffer, Long, Luciano, and Hernandez. Getting ready for Minersville and Shikalimi. Coming up on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event.
That's right, Mark. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limiteds are $6,500 off MSRP, and Grand Cherokee Altitudes are over $4,500 off.
And if you're looking for a Ram truck, we have 30 in stock with employee pricing discounts up to $12,000.
You don't have to be an employee to get Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event. Come into Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury today, or call 570-988-JEEP, or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside."
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear. You bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1950. SMC stands for selling more cars and satisfying more customers. SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to see more choices and save more cash. And then you can say, "Start my car. I'll take it." SMC. In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Phil Lockup Gymnasium here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse as we get ready for Minersville and Shikellamy. Braves looking for a win here, and they are on a losing streak that has gone three games now. One thing they have to worry about is Pizzacco, who is averaging 11 points a game. He's one of those guys that is rather lengthy and will shoot the three and, you know, pretty much is locked on from about 15 feet in. Now, if you're matching up with somebody like that, Chief, who are you putting on him on the Braves lineup?
Rob. Can you turn me? Thank you very much.
We're all waiting.
Yeah, well, I can't talk if you don't have my mic turned on. Hernandez.
Yeah, I would think so, too, and I think you might see Long come in every now and then and just jump in just to, annoy him.
Braden's going to be with some guard or forward, I'm sure of that.
But, you know, he's one of those type of players defensively that really frustrates shooters because he can really, when he plays man-to-man, is really in your face.
Good defender. Good job every time, and like I've said before, he always draws the best player on the other team, so his night's never easy.
And the Braves, of course, go pretty deep on the bench. We only expect the Minersville to go about about seven deep on the
They'll
bench.
They'll mess us up this time and play 12 kids.
Probably. We'll be back with the opening tip when we return on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Blix installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glix Heat and Glow products.
Good luck to the team from your Seelands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Seelands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
As an active person, you might try ignoring a painful injury. But why? Quick treatment can lead to quick recovery. Our team of sports medicine providers at UPMC Susquehanna offer personalized care at each visit. Don't let an injury keep you from the active life you enjoy. Sports medicine at UPMC Susquehanna. Call 570-321-2020.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting and growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
It's just another New Year's Eve, another night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve, let's make it the best.
Starting lineups being introduced as we speak. Shikalimi will be in their home white uniforms tonight with the maroon numerals, navy blue lettering, and the blue stripe down the side. In the royal blue tonight, and silver lettering and trim and numerals as well, will be the Fatland Miners of Minersville under the direction of Jacob Kapinas. It'll be Noble, Davis, Pizzico, Lonergan, and Schwamm for the Miners. The Braves will bring out their normal five here tonight. Hernandez, Long, along with Stevens getting the nod tonight. Dylan Stevens, a 6-foot senior. Pfeiffer also getting the start tonight. So Luciano is not in the starting lineup for tonight's matchup. So we'll get that all squared away. Just a slight change there in the Shikalimi starting lineup from what we had originally expected. So the Braves huddling up to our right, getting ready to join at the center circle Gabe Davis, who is going to have a challenge tonight. Chief, have you ever had to play with one of those nose guards?
No, never. I never.
Everybody I talk to, now normally they're outside shooters and guards, they say that really messes up their depth perception. But I guess if you're playing the forward spot, it's not as much of a problem.
This is one that I've never. Actually, the piece that is over the nose is out quite far. You know, I've never seen one like that.
So they're up in the air and Marshall will tip it into the backcourt.
He went so high, he almost fell down.
He did.
When he came down.
He had to stumble his way into the paint. Far corner now, Stevens with the basketball, bounces it into Hernandez. Hernandez back outside near corner, Long. Now far wing, Stevens. Swinging around to the near wing to Long. Long now drives the foul line, finds Stevens on the corner, goes to the baseline.
Wow, they're passing up a lot of nice shots, Kevin. You know, I know they want to move the ball against the zone, but Dylan Stevens just passed up a couple of really nice 10-12 footers, so...
Yeah, I know coach has been talking about him not passing well enough, but different situation is that time driving in was Pfeiffer, scoop shot, and missed it, but
David Marshall with
was
the offensive
there to put it
board,
back.
Folks.
Thank you. I am really having trouble trying to say Marshall tonight. I don't know why.
Think of Gunsmoke. And now you say Dylan instead of Marshall.
And
right?
Stevens with the steal lays it up for Marshall. That one no good. Tapped out of bounds. And it will be Minersville basketball. Still no score. Make that 2-0. Shikalimi with 6:47 to go. See, this game wasn't on my schedule, so I'm not in game mode.
Yeah, you're not in game mode yet. I know, Kevin. We'll try to help you out.
Oh, somebody's got to.
Shikalimi with a little 1-2-2 full court press.
Lonergan with the basketball, sends it underneath, hot pass to Davis. Davis shot and missed, and a rebound by Stevens. Stevens will bring it down with the right side. Now switch hands to the left, go to the center of the circle. Send it inside to Hernandez, missed it. Rebound Marshall, no good. Davis picks it back up.
Kevin, a lot of times when you get an offensive board, you've got to go into the board. You don't fade away, and that's what Davis did. He faded away, and he put the wrong angle off the backboard, and he missed it.
Schwamm with the basketball now. He will give it out now to Pizzico. Now to Lonergan. Over the far side to Davis. Miners are looking for their first points. They'll kick it outside. Open wing three, Lonergan. That one short, hits the clock above the scoreboard, which is out of play. It'll be Shikellamy basketball.
Now, the top of the backboard is okay. But like you said, that little strap that's up there or that clock is out of play.
That is correct. Put that clock in above the scoreboard, or above the backboard, what, about 5 years ago?
It's been a while, Kevin.
Now Pfeiffer now breaks the double team, bounces it underneath Hernandez. Hernandez hard to the bucket and gets the shot to go for two.
Well, John Pfeiffer did what Central did all night long against Shikellamy, to penetrate the zone and dish off when somebody comes up to you, the guy in the low box.
Minersville had been handling the trap pretty well. That time they didn't. Threw it away. Long comes up with it. Now to Hernandez. That one doesn't go. Hernandez couldn't believe it didn't go.
How many layups the Braves? That's the third layup the Braves have missed here, Kevin.
And Noble, left wing three, no good. Foul. Or no, that's actually going to be out of bounds off of Marshall.
Well, Davis was down on the ground again. Dominic Pizzico was in there battling with him, and I think the ball went off of Davis's body. I don't think he touched it when it went out of bounds, but it went off of his body.
Ucrezas come in now for the Miners. They'll drive it inside, bounce it in for Davis off his foot. Comes into the hands of Stevens, throws one up, and he'll go to the line.
It almost went in.
And he threw that one from his knees.
But you know what's really important, Kevin? You're in there, you hear the whistle. I don't care what happens, just throw that ball up, and that's what Dylan did. So he's going to get two shots. If he didn't, they weren't going to give any shots because it would be on the floor.
Ucrezas with the foul, and Stevens 5 for 5 this year from the line, and a timeout for Minersville. You know, this is one thing you see usually in college late in the game to try and ice a free throw shooter. Very rare in high school that we're in the first half of the first period
and you
see a timeout.
You want to know why he called timeout?
Tell me.
Because if Dylan makes this shot, he can't call timeout, and they're going to set up a full court press, and he needs to talk to him right now about beating that full court press. They're getting down here, but then they're reversing the ball out, and the Braves are dropping in and stealing passes.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're handling the pressure up front well, but when they get in the box, that's when they get turned it over.
You do not have to steal the ball in the front court for the press to be effective, or the mid court. A lot of times your steals happen when the other team's at their basket.
And remaining perfect from the line for the year is Stevens, now 6 for 6 from the charity stripe. 6-point Shikellamy lead. Now the Braves do come out in that full court man and actually start to press a little bit now.
Interesting, they got the big guy bringing the ball down the court, Kevin.
They sure do, and they get
nice
it inside,
shot.
Stolen by Marshall.
Excellent drop by Davis that time on the opposite side to steal the cross-court pass.
Near wing, Long sets up for three, just a little bit too long, and Marshall tips that one out of bounds as Lonergan had the ball.
But you know what's nice there, Kevin? Davis Marshall's in the paint on the right side. We got John Pfeiffer in the paint on the left side, and Hernandez was right in the middle. So they had three guys. They had the basket surrounded that time. We haven't seen that for a while from the Braves.
Sure haven't. Luciano now in the game as Pfeiffer tips that one into the student section just to the right of the Chief. I thought you had a hand on that one.
Mr. Shikitano got the ball. I wasn't going to try to get the ball, Kevin.
I thought you had it.
I didn't even have my hands down there. I had hands up because I have to have my hands up so I can keep the
protection.
Book. So I can keep the book.
It was for protection. We know. Top of the key. Ucrezas with the basketball. Gives it off now to Schwamm on the far wing. Halfway and long three. Rattled it home and cut the lead in half just like that.
Yep, that's what those three-point goals will do for you, Kevin.
Actually, they say he had a foot on the line. It's going to be a two.
Well, that's a bummer.
Well, I thought he was well behind the line, but he might have slid his foot up right before he shot. Raise of the basketball as Luciano comes in for Stevens at the last stoppage. He'll have the ball, give it to Pfeiffer at the top of the key. Braves up by four now. Underneath the basket, Hernandez kicks it back out. Swings it top of the key. Great look at a three for Pfeiffer. He had all day to set that one up, and he drained it.
Great ball movement. Started with Davis Marshall getting the ball in the corner to Nate Luciano, and he just barreled out front to Pfeiffer, and Pfeiffer nailed it wide open, as you said, Kevin.
Lettergan with the basketball. And that one bounced. LaQuisa was trying to get it inside, stolen away by Pfeiffer. Nice reverse layup underneath by Long, but he could not get it to bounce down through the cylinder. It bounces off the rim to the right side, and Lonergan picks it up.
He needed one more rotation on the spin of that ball on that reverse layup, Kevin.
And it would have dropped in.
Yes, it would have.
Jam it inside now, and that one was stuck in there.
No, Pfeiffer blocked it, Kevin.
And coming up is Hernandez for the transition bucket. Completes the transition bucket, makes it 11-2, Shikalimi.
Jacob runs the floor so well for a big guy. I mean, he's always down at the other end, and he's going to benefit, get a lot of points off of that hustle.
Well, he got a haircut, too, so he's a little leaner now and a little quicker.
He got his New Year's haircut.
Yeah.
Same way with Coach Ziegler.
Davis, fadeaway shot underneath, no good. Marshall reaches up for it, but I think an over-the-back call coming on the Miners.
Brendan Longergan is going to get called out.
So Lonergan will
that
get
is
it.
A tough name. It's Longergan.
Longergan, yeah.
Longergan.
Lonergan.
His honor.
No, Lonergan.
It's almost like Lonergan.
Right. That's what I kept saying.
Lonergan.
Earlier on. And then remembered I was wrong because I kept messing that one up last year. Now on the left side, it is in the hands now of Manier, who just checked in at the last stoppage. They'll send it in. Turnaround jumper by Marshall, no good. Rebound by Blasius, who checked in at the last stoppage and rattled it home.
You know, Chad always, his presence is always felt on the boards, Kevin. And that time with a nice offensive rebound, got the nice little two-footer that gets his first points of the game.
Lonergan has it, gives it off now to Pizzico, and the runner in for Pizzico puts him on the board for his first two, makes it 13-4. Left side, nice save to keep that one from going out of bounds by Manier. They'll go right side to Pfeiffer, now right wing, Luciano swings it around near wing, now far wing once again, inside on the baseline, Marshall lost it out of bounds. Minersville basketball as Hernandez is ready to come in now. He'll come in for Marshall with 1:20 to go here in the first. Shikalimi leads at 13-4.
Well, the Braves doing a lot of rotating of the big guys. Looks like they're rotating three, and they're also rotating the other three guards and forwards in and out of the game, Kevin.
Lonergan with the basketball. They still haven't gotten across the timeline yet, and now they trap him. He comes around, crosses the line, and a foul on Luciano. Well, I'll tell you what, that was really close to the 10th second ticking off. So that is the first foul against Shikalimi as a team, and that will mean Lonergan will inbound the ball. And he'll get it back with a minute remaining and a 13-4 lead here in the first period. Bounce pass over to Pizzico. Pizzico with one of the 2 points on the board, sends it inside to Davis. Loose ball. Minersville will control it in the hands of Noble.
Yeah, Chad Blasius knocked that out of the guy's hand.
Noble will go top of the key. Lonergan now gives it off to Schwamm. Schwamm drives back out and kicks it out to Davis for a three. Noble for a three. No good. Braves rebound.
Blasius with another board, Kevin.
Blasius into traffic. Kicks it out to Luciano far wing. He'll drive in. Loses a handle on the ball. And now the outlet pass. The outlet goes to Noble. And the far wing three, Pizzico. Back iron, no. Luciano with a rebound with 15 seconds to go. He'll slowly push it up and play for the last shot now. Under 10, right side. Pfeiffer, Manier, far corner, and a whistle away from the basket.
We have a foul away from the basket.
That's going to be audacious.
Yeah, it's going to be probably
illegal screen.
Well, yeah, I would think that would be the best thing we could call it, because he was trying to set it up for Nate Luciano in the corner to have an open shot.
Noble with a half-court shot off the backboard, no good, and that'll do it for the first half of play. The first period of play. After the first 8 minutes, it is Shikalimi 13 and Minersville 4. This is Braves Basketball on WKOK and WKOK.com.
don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming gives students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this? This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hey, everyone. Now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payment and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aaron's.com. Hope to see ya.
Board for the second period. Shikellamy leading at 13-4. Liners over the basketball and a whistle underneath.
That's going to be on Nate Menear. He's going to pick up that foul trying to guard a big guy inside. He bodied up on him and gave him a shove. So that's going to be the Braves' third foul, his first.
And that means Lonergan will inbound the basketball. And they will send it in the front court, and turning around just beyond the foul line is Pizzico, misses the shot. Here comes Luciano, right side on the wing. It is Menear. Menear works his way around. He'll find Van Kirk. Van Kirk with a basketball into the far corner and in some trouble. And a foul. This one's going to be on Minersville. Their second foul, like that third foul. And that one's going to go up against Schwamm, his first, team's third.
I don't know who has one of the fouls for the battling Miners.
It was close.
He can go back court on that. You don't have. Oh.
Marshall got that one right at the half court line and was teetering and almost fell. Braves got possession
but
now and
you
have
can
control.
Catch it on that side. You know that
right? You can
you
catch it.
You
got to
know
there.
That if you're a player.
Well, I think the problem was he had already made grabbed possession on this side and was worried about stepping over then. But you're right. He should have just gone back in the first place. But he makes up for it by getting the ball inside and grabbing it and putting it in for two. Shikellamy up by 11. That's four for Marshall. And now Minersville will face again the Braves press. And Lonergan finally breaks that press. Pizzico will now set up, drive in, lose it, get it back, and puts it up for two, his fourth of the night.
How'd you know that?
Because I knew he had one of the only two
okay.
In the first period.
Good job.
One of two twos,
I thought
I
you were
say.
Keeping that scoreboard in your pen again.
And over the far side, Luciano finds Hernandez. Hernandez draws a crowd. Open man was Marshall right in front of the basket. He puts it up and in. And that is going to be number six for Davis
and
Marshall.
Give Jacob Hernandez the assist on that.
Gabe Davis with the basketball underneath and getting some room in there. Looked like that was Pizzico.
It is Pizzico, and that would be his six.
Six.
Yes.
17-8.
The Braves, they're making some mistakes down there, Kevin. They're letting Pizzico get a couple of easy baskets, and that keeps them a little closer than I think Coach Ziegler would like them to be.
In the corner, Luciano from Hernandez just misses that one. The tip by Van Kirk does not go.
Jared, if he would catch that, there's number 30, Kevin.
Yeah, that was a good pass. Pizzico hits Lonergan underneath the basket, and Lonergan puts it up and in for two, and now it's a 7-point Shikellamy lead. Once was 11. Now they're going to start the trap at the half court. Getting it into Menear. Menear off the window, drives in and gets the bucket.
Well, nobody challenged Nate.
No.
He split the guard, or the split the zone, and went right in for the left from the left side.
I'll take that, too, he says.
Yeah.
Pizzico now over to the left side. Finds Lonergan into the corner for three by Schwamm. That one no good. Van Kirk comes up with it, finds Hernandez, threads the needle. Hernandez couldn't quite get a handle on it. He was a little bit late putting it up. Miners over the basketball. They'll go to Noble for three. Got it from the far corner, far wing. That is his first three of the ball game, and it's 19-13. with just under five to go here in the half.
It's also his first points, Kevin.
Van Kirk with the basketball to Luciano. Now the near side to Meniere. We'll swing it inside to the foul line. Davis Marshall, then underneath to Hernandez, who puts it up and in.
Well, Davis returned the favor to Jacob with an assist. That's a nice high-low. If, you know, Davis lucky got his hands on that, because that's pretty fast pass, you know, from high court to low court.
Yeah, that was definitely moving. Pizzico drives it in, then gives it off to Davis for two.
Yeah, Davis beat Marshall that time on a cut. From the left side down to the low box on the right side. He got the pass and scored easily.
Well, Pizzico had been taking that shot. That time he gave it up. Oh, beautiful reverse layup by Hernandez on the give from Luciano. And it makes it 23-15. Halfway through this period, a full timeout by Minersville.
That's Hernandez's eighth point, Kevin. And give the assist, as you said, to Nate Luciano. You know what Jacob's doing so well is he's just sneaking around that baseline constantly, and that first time that he got the ball, he was way underneath the basket, but Davis Marshall was just on the, like, as far as Jacob was underneath the basket, Davis Marshall was that distance away in front of it, and everybody came down on him, and Davis was wide open, so he got him the pass, and Davis scored. Now they ran a situation here where Davis got the ball about the foul line, and again, you got Hernandez running that baseline and nobody sees him. They give him the ball. He's got that nice reverse layup from the left-hand side. And he did the same thing with Luciano, who was out beyond the three-point line, but at the top of the key. And he threaded everybody and hit Hernandez again. Three plays in a row, the baseline running of Hernandez resulted in baskets, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm looking at Dominic Pizzico. Listed at 6'2", 195, the senior. Had a great game against the Braves a year ago. But, boy, I'll tell you what, he looks a little bit bigger than 6'2". Those arms are long. And he has been really a force inside. And they have really kept an eye on him, and that one causes the walk by Pizzico.
He got in the paint. He didn't know whether to take another dribble and keep going and try to get a shot. And he turned his back, and he leaned, and they slid that foot. You know, sometimes your first instincts are the best, Kevin. If you're going to the bucket, go.
Braves are trying to make this a 10-point lead once again. They led by as many as 11. Marshall makes a move around, then comes back to the near side and gets fouled by Pizzico. That will send Davis to the line to shoot a pair. Team foul number four on the Miners, and that will be Pizzico's first.
They called the number 24. Do we have a 24?
No, I think that's supposed to be 14.
No, it isn't. He said 24.
No, there is a 24. You're
five.
Right. I do not have a 24 on the roster.
Davis makes the first one, Kevin. That's the kid. He played JV, Kevin.
And the second one is no good. Hernandez has the rebound, kicks it back out, but in the process of getting out of traffic, ends up traveling.
You know, Jacob Hernandez, with a great rebound amongst two of the Minersville kids in there, and they just doubled down on him, and he tried to get the ball out of there and score, but he moved his feet, or I should say the force of trying to move the ball made his feet go out from underneath him.
Lonergan with the basketball, gives it off to Noble on the far wing. Now goes top of the key to Pizzico. Pizzico to the right side. Nice save by Long in front of the baseline or sideline. Hernandez over to the far side. Marshall leans in off the window too hard. Fight for the rebound, and Minersville comes up with it.
You know, there's only one person out on the floor could have made that save, and that was Braden Long.
And he didn't run into the table either.
Exactly.
Nice job by Lonergan to drive the lane and get the layup for two. It's now a 7-point lead. And that one gets tipped out of bounds in front of the Minersville bench. Shikalimi ball.
I want you to think about after Braden saved that ball, they got the ball across to Davis Marshall. He kind of took an awkward layup from pretty far out, and the Minersville rebounded his miss. So, you know, again, the Braves got to take some good shots when they get them.
Long at the foul line, loses it, gets now into the hands of Stevens, who came in at the last stoppage. 2:38 to go, 24-17, Shikalimi leading Minersville. Long now with a jumper, actually lost the handle on that one. Loose ball, still sits on the corner, nobody has it. And then finally picked up by number 30, Lonergan, and he is fouled by Pfeiffer.
Well, John trying to save the ball, actually saved it back I don't think it ever really went out of bounds.
It didn't. It just sat in the
corner.
Stopped.
Yeah.
Coming up with it now is Lonergan, and he is working with Long and a foul.
They're going to call a foul on 30, I believe.
Yeah, I believe so.
Lonergan, yes. That's great defense again by Braden right in front of us here, Kevin. I mean, it's one of those situations where...
Actually, there wasn't a foul. It was a timeout.
Oh,
sorry to interrupt
call.
You, but...
Oh, you're in a good call by the official.
Yeah, Minersville called a timeout to keep possession. Now, that's their third timeout. Two 30s and a 60 right now is what they've used. So with 2:16 remaining here in the half, Shikellamy leads at 24-17. Coming up at halftime, we'll give you the halftime stats. We'll also take a look at the bowl day, the day in bowl games. There were about three today, I believe, my memory serves. Two for sure.
The Armed Service Bowl or whatever it's called.
I know the Red Box Bowl was today.
Red Box.
For all the DVDs. Noble with the basketball, working now on Luciano. Now getting the ball is Schwamm. Schwamm will send it inside for Lonergan, and he is fouled by number 13, Long. His first team split.
Yeah, Lonergan, you know, basically had Braden posted up. He did the same thing Nate Menier did, all right? You're not going to get a shot here. I'm going to body up on you, and we'll get the foul.
I'll take the foul, but you're not getting the free.
Exactly.
Yep. Inbounding and throwing it away.
That
is Schwamm and Shikellamy with the basketball.
You give up a foul, but you get the ball back on an unforced turnover. Again, that was good pressure by Braden as Lonergan tried to come out and get the ball, and Braden detained him a little bit and didn't quite get
there. Detained him.
Wasn't the best pass, but he should have been able to get it.
Pfeiffer with the basketball on the near side. Luciano on the near wing, attacking the basket to our left. Here comes Long, dribbling in, loses a handle on it, but coming out with it is Luciano. He will send it inside to Marshall. Marshall really got into some traffic.
You know, the Braves are getting these two-foot shots and are just not making them.
Pizzico gives it off to Lonergan. His shot's no good, and the Braves will pick up the loose ball.
That rebound was off of Davis's chest right into John Pfeiffer.
Long with the basketball, 7-point lead. He'll try a hook shot and get out through the concession stand, although he misses it.
If Braden would just do a jump step and then take that jump shot, a little bit higher percentage shot than that runner.
Schwamm over the right side, Pizzico top of the key three, just a whisker short, and then everybody stopped going after it, and then Minersville tips it out of bounds. It was off Gabe Davis.
You know, in practice, you work on those boxing out throws, box out, let the ball hit the floor. Well, yeah, that's great, but then you got to remind them now, we don't let the ball hit the floor in the game.
Right.
Once the ball's there, once you box out, go get it.
Long pass to the far wing to Luciano, near wing Long. Top of the key now, Pfeiffer over to Luciano with 45 seconds on the clock, still 24-17, Shikellamy. Pfeiffer thought about a three, now he starts inside, had his shot deflected. It will be Minersville basketball.
Nobody touched it, Kevin. That was just a short.
It looked awkward. That's why I thought somebody, it looked awkward off his hand.
The only reason I know nobody touched it is because it went out of bounds.
That's a good point.
And
I
they
didn't
gave
think
it
about
to the
that.
Miners, so it's not that my eyesight's any better than yours.
It's just the way that ball spun, it looks strange. Noble now crosses the line by getting it to Pizzico. Pizzico drives in, and it's blocked. I think Hernandez might have gotten a hand on that
Jacob Hernandez.
Three-point shot by Schwamm, the near wing, no good. Nice rebound underneath Davis.
They're going to get another shot here, Kevin. The Braves not doing a very good job of rebounding defensively.
8 seconds left. Noble
good
trying to dribble through the steal. Couldn't. Luciano lays it up off the window. Foul.
That's nice job. You know, Nate knew that big guy, number 14. All right, Pizzico was right on him, getting ready to jump and block his shot. He kind of took that big leap, and then he kind of paused in midair and got the ball way out there with his left hand. And if Pizzico was going to block it, he was going to have to go through him, and that's why the foul was called.
And the first one is good for the free throw shooter that is now 3-for-5 on the season. Blaise is coming in now for Marshall, so there's no cheap fouls here with 2.6 remaining.
That's Nate's first point of the night, Kevin.
And he will miss the second opportunity, but coming up with it is going to be Pizzico. Half-court shot, And that one, I think, actually might have hit the air conditioning duct up there. It just kind of dropped out of the sky. So at the end of the first half of play, it is Shikellamy 25, Minersville 17. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
It's the season of giving. Get your gift today. Hi, Corey Brown here. Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC in Sunbury. For the month of December, we are offering employee pricing on all new Enclaves, Encores, Terrains, Acadias, Yukons, even the all new GMC Sierra 1500, so you pay what we pay. We have 19 Sierras in stock with up to $14,600 off, 19 Yukons with up to $12,900 off, 19 Acadias with up to $8,600 off. We have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed cars, trucks, and SUVs for under $15,000. Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. Or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals, the other guys won't.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SCCV today or visit sccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Celebrate with WNL Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd. When you get a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to those in need.
When you lease or purchase your Subaru at WNL, we will match the $250 Subaru donation.
Plus, only at WNL will you find financing as low as 1.9% for 72 months on all 2020 Subaru models.
See us off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Offer ends 12/31/19. For well-qualified applicants only and cannot be combined. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Our final game before the new year, and we wish you and yours a very happy and safe new year. Whatever you might be doing tomorrow night, make sure that you do not drink and drive. 25-17 in favor of Shikellamy here at the half. The Braves getting some distribution in the scoring tonight, but Jacob Hernandez putting in 8, leading the way for the Braves, Chief.
Yeah, and Davis Marshall right there behind him with 7. And both of those guys should be in double figures, Kevin. You know,
yeah,
and you know
they
what
missed
I'm talking
some, they
about.
Missed
yeah.
some bunnies, but as you like to call it.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in the world when I tell them about that because...
you never missed one of those, did you?
When I remember, they used to say the other guy that was playing in the paint with me, we played volleyball back and forth, all right, until finally somebody screwed up and the ball went in the basket. You know, so I know exactly how it is a lot of times in there. You know, they're doing a nice job. Chad Blacius has to... Also in his time in there. And Chad, like I said, he gives you good minutes in the paint. And, you know, if you think about it, that's 17 points out of 25 from your guys, your big guys. Now, along the other line, John Pfeiffer has a 3 for his points. Nate Menear drove in on the left side for a bucket with 2. Nate Luciano's 1 for 2 as he's trying to run the offense out there. And Dylan Stevens made 2 foul shots in the first quarter to get this thing going. Dominic Pizzico has 6 for the Minersville Battling Miners, and Brendan Lonergan has 4. And that's basically the two guys. They have 10 out of the 17 points, Kevin.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves football.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Shigalami Braves basketball here on WKOK. Did I just see the wrestler in the Balestrini family get a three-point shot and then his brother miss it?
Exactly. All right, exactly.
I thought Cade hit the three.
Wait a second.
I'll tell you what. Drew, yeah. Cade made the first shot, and Drew missed it. That's what happened.
Cade made it, and Drew missed it.
What was it? Nobody can hear you, Chief.
Oh. Yeah. Drew just said, yeah, but he had two shots, all right?
Well, it's Cade, close, then. Cade, that's where it
Cade,
goes.
Cade made the basket, and Drew missed it.
It must be the Hawaiian shirt that kind of threw you off there, Drew. Yeah. Is it Island Night or Hawaiian Night here for the student section? Beach Night. Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused. All right, so it's Beach Night. At least you didn't pick the 10-degree night for Beach Night. That's the best part. 25-17 as we have a little fun during the holiday break. It's also nice to see the last couple of games, last Friday night, I should say, at the last game, saw some former Shikellamy Braves making a reappearance here, coming back home from school and seeing a couple guys. I know you saw a couple of former Shikellamy players working out the other day. Well, you saw one working out the other day.
Mr. Montz.
Yeah.
Yes, and I thought he was coming to the game, but he didn't come because I said we'd put him on the air if we could. So,
wouldn't he in Hawaii or something?
Him and his brother both are in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's a terrible place to have to live.
Andrew is actually teaching phys ed in Hawaii.
That's got to be coaching.
Yeah, well, this is... I'm on a treadmill having a conversation with Andrew, okay? And we're talking back and forth, and he said, some things are expensive, like it's $6 for a loaf of bread and $6 for a gallon of milk, he said, but, you know, it's all the pineapples you can eat and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, he's really hating it, all right?
Yeah, you wake up on one side, you get the sunrise over the ocean. You wake up, you go to bed on the other side, you get a sunset. I mean, it doesn't really... It's not like you have to look hard for a good view in that place.
You know, Andrew played in Elizabethtown, all right? He had a great career there. So he was in here trying to get the big guys, straightened out, Hernandez and Marshall, all right? And so he said, I think I helped a little bit. We're hoping it goes farther.
Well, right now it's helped out a little bit. 25-17 over Minersville at the half. Second half coming up on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction.
Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event.
That's right, Mark. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limiteds are $6,500 off MSRP, and Grand Cherokee Altitudes are over $4,500 off.
And if you're looking for a Ram truck, we have 30 in stock with employee pricing discounts up to $12,000.
You don't have to be an employee to get Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event. Come into Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury today, or call 570-988-JEEP, or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Welcome back to Sicklemy. Brian Alverson, our referee tonight, kind enough to hang on for a few seconds before we get started here for the second half as we bring you Sicklemy and Minersville Braves with the basketball attacking our basket to our right. And that one off the window and no good for Luciano. Now the Minersville Miners will have the ball again.
They're definitely in this game, Kevin.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, they get a couple of buckets here like that one. A nice block.
Oh, boy. Pizzico came up a little short, and that was because of the block. And that one tried to be stolen away by Noble as he was trying to steal the pass and could not do it. I did not see who got the
It was Hernandez,
along with
John Pfeiffer. They both got a piece of that
Well,
one,
both
Kevin.
Of them have a block here in this game,
yeah.
too, so that's added to that. Over to the far side now, again, attacking the basket to our right.
Braves, really, I don't know if the Miners are playing that good a defense, but the Braves not taking care of the ball very well here, Kevin.
Well, they are. I tell you what, they're playing a 2-3 zone, but they really come out front and attack the basketball. Hernandez underneath, near corner, three, Luciano, bang!
You know, Nate is always good for one or two threes when you need them. That one really was needed. 28-17, the Braves up by 11.
And is the largest tied for the largest lead of the evening. Miners over the basketball. They'll send it inside to Lonergan, who will put it up and in for two.
Yeah, he had Braden posted up down low there. Wasn't much Braden could do, but that nice turnaround banker from the short corner for Lonergan.
Over to the right side, Pfeiffer on the near wing, attacking this 2-3 zone. Top of the key, Luciano thought about a three, then went to Long. Long drives in, had his shot blocked that time by Pizzico, and then goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Shikalimi. Minersville basketball.
Looking for that little jump shot instead of the runner. Okay, a little bit more under control for Braden.
Yeah, he likes the runner, much more comfortable with the runner,
but he has
a good jump shot.
You know, Kevin, nobody gets in that zone better. Back.
Now that's a offense. Good call.
Yeah, it was.
Xavier Noble went
offensive
out and put the forearm shiver on him. That, listen, 2 years ago, that was a point of emphasis, and I haven't seen it called much lately in this year.
Are you going to argue with Matt Haney?
No, not usually.
I wouldn't argue with him.
Not usually. Braves with the basketball and a 9-point lead at the moment. Three-pointer on the way. Bang! Hit two in a row for Luciano from just about the same spot.
What I tell you, Kevin?
I never doubt you.
He's always good for a couple of
years. And that one is number 7, and this one is going to roll out of bounds. It is off of Long. So inbounding will be Lonergan.
They're still talking about that last call over there, the coach from Minersville and Matt Haney.
It's not a bad call. It is the right call.
Matt is still smiling, so that's good.
So far he is, anyway.
He intimidates me, and I'm broadcasting the game, Kevin.
Dave Davis underneath gives it off, and a nice job by Pizzico to power through with the baseline shot and get the bucket and draw the foul.
So Davis Marshall made a little bit of a mistake there. He gave up that baseline. Pizzico picks up the bucket, his eighth point of the night, and now he's going to go to the line to try to make this a good old-fashioned three-point play.
He's just 1-for-7 from the line this year, but that one made it look like he was 7-for-7. 9-point lead once again for the three-point play that nullifies Luciano's three. He'll have the ball again. Over to Pfeiffer on the far side. He will direct traffic, say, come on back out. So Luciano comes back out between the circles. And they'll exchange the basketball, drawing that Minersville defense out a little bit. Long now on the right side, goes to the baseline, spins to the inside. Under that, I don't even know how to describe that pass to Piper. Misses the first shot, gets the second one. He kind of threw it behind the back of his head.
I don't think you can explain it, Kevin. It was one of those acts of God. There's a good steal by Braden. Of course, it goes right back. Now they're on the floor.
And trying to get in for the headline.
Now,
Kate Balestrini came down and goes, now that's a move I understand.
Yeah, yeah. In all honesty, I think Braden was just trying to get the ball back out. He knew he had a couple of guys that around the foul line, and John Piper was there. First shot, John's was pretty ugly. The second one was just a big swisher.
Lonergan inbounds, and then right about the foul line, the elbow is Schwamm for two, his fourth of the night. It is now a 33-24 Shikellamy lead inside of Hernandez. Back out to the near corner. They'll go near wing and top of the key. Three long, short. Rebound by Marshall. Marshall to Hernandez. Hernandez lets everybody go up, waits, and then puts it up himself for two and a timeout by the Miners.
Hold on, Goose. We're going to put on their brakes and let them fly right by.
And he did. He indeed
hey, I
did.
Just saw the trailer.
I knew you were going to say that.
It looks really good.
I got to tell you, Chief told me, he said, I finally saw the Star Wars picture. So when he did the Top Gun line, I knew the next thing he was going to tell me is, by the way, I saw that trailer today, too.
It's called Top Gun Maverick.
Maverick, yeah. Right. 35-24, 4:29 remaining here in the third period. Shikellamy leading it by 11. They've had it to 11 three times here this evening. And they basically have had, well, not basically, they have had the lead since the opening moments.
I gave Jacob Hernandez his 10th point as I tried to get my Maverick line in there. All right, and that's exactly what you do. It's just hesitation, good head fake, good ball fake. Everybody goes up in the air, and when they're coming down, you go back up. And if they touch anything, it's going to be a foul.
So 35-24, 4:29 remaining. Here in the third period of play, I always have fun with these guys when they do the game, I have to admit. we've been doing this too long. Between us sitting courtside so often and you coaching so many years, I don't think there's any official we don't know anymore.
No, we think we know. They look forward to us being here.
I'm not sure. Oh,
a walk. That should be a walk.
And,
yeah.
It is a travel because you know what happened? Schwamm got the ball at half court, and it looked like his foot kind of stuck right about the line, the half
court
line.
Well, he got the ball, and he turned around, and right there's a Shikellamy Brave defender in his face.
That also did some damage there. You're right. Luciano at the top of the key, now left side Piper. Piper now into the corner to Hernandez. Hernandez kicks it back out and goes to the foul line.
Nice
back from Marshall. Underneath Hernandez.
I love that, Kevin.
And reverses it underneath for two.
You got to love the big guy to big guy stuff. High, low pass. Great job by Marshall to get it to Hernandez.
Woo.
And Hernandez running that baseline again.
There's a call over to Noble. Noble back to Pizzico. He'll go to the foul line. Drive in, left side, short. Hernandez might have had something to do with it. He got the rebound. Here comes Long all the way in. Lets the defender go right by. Puts it up and in. 39-24. Shikellamy with their largest lead of the night with 3:35 to go in the third.
Good steal or good rebound by Hernandez. An outlet pass to Braden Long.
Schwamm with the basketball and a long two. No good. Luciano with a rebound. Luciano with a 4-on-4 right side. Good look from the corner. Piper short. Boxed out well. Lonergan comes up and gets the rebound. They'll push it up into the far corner. Noble's three. In and out. No good. Piper gets the rebound. Still 39-24. And Long will have it at the foul line. A little bit out of control, so he dishes it off to Luciano. Wing three, no good. Piper, catch and shoot, no good. And a rebound this time for Schwamm. Schwamm, the Noble. Noble, bounce pass. Nice one to Lonergan, who was trailing and puts it up and in.
No Braves came down to help out on that, Kevin. I mean, Luciano was all by himself. It was actually a 3-on-1, and there was no way that Nate was going to be able to stop that one. Good job by the Minersville on their transition game.
39-26, and again, the high-low tried, but this time Hernandez didn't see it coming quick enough.
You got to realize, Davis's passes are even
Mock
faster.
With their hair
they're faster than Randy Johnson's fastball, and sometimes they're almost as wild, all right? So you got to really be ready to catch them. And that time, that one got by Jacob.
And now trying to dribble through a double team is Noble, and he loses it out of bounds, but it's because of Marshall tipping it there.
And half the people are saying, who the heck is Randy Johnson?
You're a Phillies fan, you remember. That was a funny All-Star game with him and Kruk.
And Krucky, that's right.
And the give this time underneath the Lonergan, who lays it up and in underneath the basket and will go to the line.
That foul's going to be on Braden Long. You know, this kid, Brendan Lonergan, he can play basketball, and they've got two really good players. Dominic Pizzico, both of those guys, if they had a little bit more support, this would probably be a team that would have won some games.
Lonergan, a 25% free throw shooter, makes his only opportunity there. Now it's a 10-point game as he hits double figures for 11. 2:15 to go, third period. In the corner now, Long in the far corner. He is running into trouble, and then he is tackled short of the first down by Schwamm.
Well, Scotty Schwamm looks like he's played a little bit of football himself. I mean,
he has.
You know, he's not a very tall guy, and they got him playing inside and out on the wing, and he's got that linebacker build. Oh, they just missed Braden down low.
Over to the right side with the basketball is Marshall. Marshall double team. He finds Blasius on the baseline underneath, looking for the foul. Stevens didn't get it, missed the shot. Ball goes out of bounds on the opportunity for the rebound, and they're actually going to call a foul on Blasius before it goes out of bounds.
So they called it on Blasius. I was going to give it to Davis Marshall, but Kevin, you know, that time Dylan missed the layup and then Blasius missed the putback, and again, Miners still hung with it. That's a really, 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 really touch foul call there on Braden Long.
And Long did get his third one called. That's the fourth on Chickalemme. So Pfeiffer and now Meneer will be ready to check in. Couple of updates on the bowl games that we didn't get you halftime. In the first responder bowl, it was Western Kentucky 23, Western Michigan 20. In the Music City Bowl, Louisville comes from behind to defeat Mississippi State 38-28. There's a jumper off the right side, off the window by Xavier Noble.
That was a runner from way out, Kevin, way out.
And that pass goes right into the hands of Davis underneath.
They can get it down to six here, Kevin.
This was a 14-point lead at one point, and that one knocked out of bounds by Meneer. Quick update on the Red Box Bowl. It was Cal 35, Illinois 20. And in the Orange Bowl, Florida leads Virginia 7-6 midway through the first. Lonergan with the basketball, working on Pfeiffer, drives the lane, goes to the right side, finds Davis. Davis loses a handle on the ball. Now they'll kick it back out to Noble for three on the near wing. No good. Rebound Lonergan. He'll go back out to Noble with a minute four to go and an 8-point Chickalemme lead. He'll fire a wing three, miss it, and Stevens fouls the 3-point shooter. And you may have heard Coach Phil Ziegler yell out, why? And that will go against Stevens for his first. Hernandez ready to check in, and that will put Noble on the line to shoot a trio.
Well, Xavier Noble with 5 points here, Kevin. Going to get a chance to shoot three foul shots.
And that is his first opportunity on the year. Misses it. Stevens comes out now, and Meneer will come in with a minute to go and an 8-point Chickalemme lead, 39-31. Noble's second shot. Good. They'll get a third. And now Marshall will come out. He will check in for... Hernandez will check in for him. And now the Braves will switch things up a little bit and bring Stevens back in the game. And that one in the cylinder rattles out and drops back in. 39-33.
Yeah, 7 points for Xavier Noble.
And that one ripped right out of Stevens' hand. Schwamm picks it up. Schwamm gives it off. And a travel on Davis. No, they're going to call it jump ball. Held ball.
Held ball.
39-33 with 49.9 to go. Chickalemme with the possession arrow.
They haven't changed the symbol for held ball.
No.
It's the two thumbs up in the air, and I think that means jump, doesn't it?
I thought so. Stevens on the wing goes into the corner now to Blasius. Far wing.
Nice pass.
Manier underneath to Piper. Puts it off and in. 41-33.
Give Nate Manier the assist. Really nice bounce pass from the foul line down to Piper in the low box.
Lonergan with the basketball, working on Piper with 16 seconds to go in the third. Shikalimi leading at 41-33. Bounces it right side to Noble with 10. Noble down to the foul line with 8. Shoots one, and that might have had some hand on it.
Stevens got a hand on it.
Stevens got the loose ball, leaves it out for Piper. Piper shoots it over to Hernandez at the buzzer, and it'll count. Shikalimi with a transition bucket with no time on the clock takes a 10-point lead, 43-33 into the fourth period. This is Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Good luck to the team from your Seelands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Seelands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikalemi athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Welcome back to Shikalimi Fieldhouse at the Phil Ockhoff Gymnasium. Fourth period getting underway with a Shikalimi 10-point lead. Minersville will have the basketball to get things started, attacking the basket toward our left. Noble with the basketball now, looks around. He'll put it on the floor, working on Stevens against this man-to-man. He'll come out now to Lonergan at the top of the key, working on Piper. Head fake, and a foul will send number 30 to the line.
I'm sure it's going to be on Blacius. He was the last guy on that drive, and I think he got a hand on his wrist.
That is number 3 for Blacius. Team foul number 6. Lonergan to the line, a 25% shooter on the season, comes up short.
Well, that's his second foul shot for tonight. He made the first one as he had a 3-point play.
He'll have another opportunity to get this down below double digits, and he comes up short again. And that loose ball picked up by Piper. Piper now to Manier. Manier to Hernandez.
Wow.
On the right side, Hernandez puts it up and in.
Well, you know, Hernandez needs to buy Nate Manier a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, too. I mean, that's two nice assists by Manier first of all, the first one was to Piper. This one was a nice little pass, touch pass across court to Hernandez for an easy bucket.
And this pass inbound tipped, and Pizzico will come up with it for the Miners. And he drives into the baseline and loses it out of bounds. He said he got a little contact on the way in.
He probably did. But he's from the Schuylkill County League, so he should understand that. Hey, Kevin, what's the most points that Hernandez has scored in a game?
Hernandez is 21.
Well, he's got 16 right now.
Pfeiffer with the basketball now at the foul line. Double team in some trouble. Now outlets to Manier. Manier down below to Hernandez with about a 10-footer. That one doesn't go. Tipped around and picked up underneath by Lonergan, who ends up having it tipped out of bounds as he passed it to Pizzico. Shikalimi basketball.
Well, John Pfeiffer got in there and did a nice job of getting the ball off of Pizzico's leg to give the Braves new life again here.
In a corner, Manier, and he is fouled by Davis.
He should have shot it.
I was going to say, he should have just kind of pushed one up. He did look like he was going to get one or take one there, and Davis went up and just kind of lost his balance coming down. That was not a shooting foul, so that is foul number 1 on Davis, third team foul on the Miners.
Braves said they needed to score 50 points to win this game. They're getting there at 45.
Well, there's a steal and a steal right back. Now Piper with the basketball. He will go up, gets his shot blocked, but then Hernandez comes up and finishes it off. Pizzico did a nice job of blocking it, but it was Hernandez who got the two.
Now Hernandez up to 18, Kevin.
14-point Chickalemme lead.
Close to backcourt here, but it was not. It was close, but it was not.
Pizzico with the basketball, directing traffic with 6:15 to go. He'll put it on the floor, give it to Lonergan, who will miss the shot. Backside rebound, Stevens. Stevens with a two-on-two. He will go in. Scoop shot off the window. No good. Touchback by Hernandez doesn't go. His second effort did not go either. He tried one of those two-hand putbacks, and it didn't go.
Oh, the Braves had another transition. A little two-on-two. Almost got something out of it.
Top of the key, two for Pizzico. No good. Here comes Pfeiffer with 5:44 to go. Underneath the Hernandez. Too short. Second time around. Too short. Tipped out. Controlled by Stevens.
Jacob might be a little tired, Kevin.
Jacob tries to go down, and he gets put down as he went and passed it out. This foul is on the floor.
I think they're going to give him a little bit of a break here.
Pizzico is on the is the one that is going to get called for it, as Van Kirk, Luciano, and Marshall come in for Stevens, Hernandez, and Blasius.
No, Jacob's been running the floor all night long, playing good defense.
And Marshall gets fouled as he got the inbounds. Pizzico, I believe, picked up number four.
Yep, three. That's his third.
I'm sorry, you are correct.
Well, Davis going to go to the line here. Davis has 7 points. You know, he sat a lot in that third quarter. Hasn't been in there too much.
That one rolls off the front, off the back, and not through. And now Long will come back in the game. He will come in for Pfeiffer. 47-33 with 5:30 to go here in the final stands of the Braves of the 14-point lead. Second opportunity is no good as well. Nice rebound, Long, who just came in. Long will have it. Go over to Luciano, top of the key. Luciano with the basketball. Sends it over now to Menier. Back to Luciano near wing. Back to Menier far wing. Working on this 2-3 zone, attacking the front two, Schwamm and Noble. And now the cross-court pass.
I think Davis was thrown at the
team. That was to you, but unfortunately for the Braves, Van Kirk did find it. Three-pointer near corner, Long. Comes up a little short and a whistle underneath. This one's going to go up against Schwamm. That'll be team foul number six. So we will be shooting from here on out.
I think that's his third foul, too. Got a timeout here by Coach Ziegler.
And it is indeed a full
timeout.
4:55 remaining here in the final period. It is 47-33. Chickalemme leading Minersville by 14. Let's get you up to date on some of the bowl games that we talked about earlier. In the First Responder Bowl, it was Western Kentucky defeating Western Michigan in the Battle for the West, 23-20. The Hilltoppers with the win there. Louisville, a winner in the Music City Bowl over Ole Miss, 38-28 in the Music City Bowl. And Cal defeats Illinois 35-20 in the Red Box Bowl. The Orange Bowl going on as we speak. And Virginia and Florida are tied at 7. That is in the first quarter. And quite honestly, I didn't think it would be that close even in the first quarter. I don't know if Florida would run.
You know, there's so many bowl games that you're naming them and these teams, and I'm just kind of like not paying attention. Because I watched the bowl games I wanted to watch.
Well, you know what? I don't like change very often, and I miss the New Year's Day games where they were bang, bang, bang.
Yeah,
bang, bang.
I mean, we all do.
I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm sure if I was at the Fiesta Bowl in Tempe, Arizona, I would not like the game kicking off at like a 10 o'clock in the morning, but, you know. Inbounds goes to Menier. Menier forces one up over top of Pizzico for two. 16-point lead.
Coach called to run that out of bounds play, and it worked to perfection as Nate Menier benefited from it.
Both officials calling the same foul, and this one will go on Marshall.
His fourth, I believe. Oh, I'm sorry. It'd be his
second. And team foul number 7, Pizzico, will go to the line again. He will take his time here and miss it. And an over-the-back call coming on Minersville. So
that's
now
Schwamm.
It will be Schwamm that will send Marshall to the line at the other end. Marshall, a 47% free throw shooter on the season, 7 of 15.
He's 1 for 4 tonight, Kevin.
Schwamm's fourth foul with 4:43 remaining. And that one is good. 50-33, largest lead of the night for the Braves, 17. And there's your 50 you were talking about earlier, Chief.
One will get you two here, Kevin. And we just got two.
Both teams now with 7 in fouls. And Marshall picks up both of them from the line. That is number 9 for Davis Marshall. And now Miners over the basketball. Lonergan losing it. And a nice, what I thought was going to be a nice steal by Luciano as he knocked it out of the hands of Noble, but I think he might have picked up a little bit of wrist, so that will send Noble to the line for the second time tonight.
Well,
he made 2 of 3 and a three-point shot earlier.
For some reason, I have Nate for 2 fouls, but that was his first one. There's a miss by Noble on the 1-1.
And Van Kirk gets it on the baseline, stays in bounds, and dishes it out to the other side to Meniere. Here now with the basketball.
Line came up and tripped Davis Marshall again. It's funny how those lines out in the court, once in a while you stumble over them.
Sometimes it's blades of grass on a field.
Exactly.
I had that happen more than once. Over to the right side, long. Now they'll swing it around, try and take some time off the clock. Luciano finds a lane, comes up short. Marshall gets the rebound, puts it on the floor, off the window and in. Davis Marshall
nice
into double figures.
Very nice follow for Davis. That's 11 for him now. He did a great job of getting that rebound off the backboard from Luciano's missed layup. Powered it up then.
That's 20 points, the difference. Well, it was. Now it's 18 as Lonergan gets the 13th point of his evening, makes it 53-35. Marshall blocked out of bounds by Davis.
Well, Gabe Davis, there was no doubt about that one. He got up high enough to block the shot by Davis Marshall.
And now Minersville is bringing in the second squad. Boyle, Wank coming in the game. Yaquiz is also in. Williams in the game. And Rosanti for Minersville. And Marshall gets it on the inbounds. He puts it up and in. And now the Braves will get their second team ready to go as this game with 20 to go is with 20 points the difference and 3:20 to go. There's a three. Williams with a far wing. No good. Marshall with the rebound. Off the back of the head of Williams. Long comes up with it. Spins
wow.
his way in. Couldn't get it to drop, and it was pretty, except for the result.
We're not even going to feel bad about the miss. It was such a nice move.
Wow.
I will feel bad about it. But
he spun and didn't even take a step. There's a steal by Luciano. Make that Luciano. And he will lay it up and in, and Bill Ziegler wants a timeout to get his starters out.
9 points for Nate Luciano tonight, including 2 trays. Well, the Braves are happy, you can tell.
Well,
all the coaches over there, this is the first time in a long time that they've had a game where they're pretty comfortable here as we roll through this fourth quarter.
And what's funny is Coach Gio's over there. He and Long are having a laugh. Like, what a move. I mean, that was just a brilliant move. He spins. That was something you see in Division I college. He just didn't finish it with points.
Exactly.
Yaquiz with the basketball as the Braves bring a host of changes in. We'll get those to you here in moments. Van Kirk, one of those changes for Shikalami. Also in is Caden Hoffman.
Van Kirk's been in for a while. They brought in a couple of the JVers here.
Ammerman comes into the game, and then losing it out of bounds is Williams.
Ammerman's in. Caden Huffman's in the game along with,
Dietrich.
Mason Dietrich's in along with Seckman. Colin Seckman.
Dietrich with the basketball goes over to the left wing, finds Ammerman. And now a long jumper for Hoffman is good. And that brings the student section off their feet. Hoffman with his first 2 in a varsity game. 59-35 with 2 minutes remaining in Shikalimi extending the lead. Wang with the basketball into the corner now to Boyle. Boyle will outlet to the top of the key and to Rezanti and right out of bounds.
Actually, it came right over here, Kevin.
It did indeed.
Yes.
Zekman will inbound at the half-court stripe with a minute 50 remaining. And they'll send it over to Ammerman. Van Kirk inside to Dietrich, losing the ball. Coming up with it now, went back the other way is Wang. He'll go right side to Boyle for two, no good. Boyle will get his own rebound top of the key. Boyle will lose his footing, get it back, go right side to Rezanti. Now to Wang once again. Into the corner to Boyle. Boyle goes inside to Rezanti. Van Kirk blocks the shot. And a whistle in the far corner. And that's going to go to Ammerman. And that will send Boyle to the line. And I don't think Boyle has been to the line in a varsity game. Misses the first opportunity. As the foul on Ammerman makes foul, team foul number 9 with 1:19 remaining. Second one is good. 59-36, 23-point Shikellamie lead. Ammerman with the basketball. Dietrich now has it. Sends it over to the far corner to Hoffman. Now to Van Kirk. Front of the, hits the shot, or tried to hit the shot, missed it. There's a shot underneath by Zekman, no good. Loose ball picked up by Shikellamie, then stolen by Minersville. Now stolen by Shikellamie and lost out of bounds by Dietrich. 59-36 under a minute.
It's white ball. That ball was out of bounds when Dietrich touched it. Came off of Minersville, and it was out of bounds when Mason touched it. So it is Shikellamie ball.
That was already. You're right. That was already out of bounds when he was touching it. And over to the left side, it'll be Zekman with a basketball. And a pass, or shot for three, just comes off the rim. Boy, that was a high arcing shot. Goes out of bounds, it'll be Minersville basketball with 46.7 remaining. Braves improving now to 3-5 overall with this win here today and ending a three-game losing skid. And a nice steal. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. Dietrich, I thought, had a steal. I anticipated it, and it was well handled by Boyle. By Wang. As he got control of it once again. Long pass, tipped by Hoffman, but then controlled by Williams. 20 seconds remaining. Shikellamie up 59-36. Head fake by Yquiza. He will spin his way in, and that one goes. And then everybody starts to look at Long and go, that's what it looks like when you finish it. I know that's what's going on over there right now. And he just took a drink and didn't pay attention. Long, he didn't even look at anybody. And that'll do it for this game. Shikellamie with a 59-38 win over the Batlin Miners of Minersville. Braves improving to 3-5 overall. We'll wrap it up with the postgame next on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sudbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
someone cares.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at A Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting and growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming gives students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this? This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hey everyone, now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payment and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aaron's.com. Hope to see ya.
Back to the Phil Longo Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse, 59-38. Shikellamy with a win over Minersville, ending a three-game losing skid. And the newly aerodynamic Bill Ziegler joining us here on the post-game. And we think it was the haircut because not only did you win, but then, you know, Jacob had a really good game with 18 points leading the way. He got a haircut, too. Chief and I are going to get a haircut to see if it helps on Friday.
I'll let Gentleman Barbershop know, and GL get you guys right in.
Listen, this is a type of game you needed. A game where you could just try a couple of things, hit the reset button, and then just, you know, attack a zone that you had been struggling with most of the year.
Yeah, we still had a little bit of trouble. I do think there's times that on ball reversal that we can penetrate a little bit more and make some better decisions, but we seemed to find something that worked a little bit when we put Davis in the high post, and our high-low game worked pretty well for a while.
Yeah, you got a lot of nice plays, you know, a lot of good assists. Even your guards got the ball inside a couple of times. So, and the other thing I noticed was your rebounding is a lot better tonight, really was. So, hey, I know that Kevin and I both were hoping you'd get one tonight because we always like to see a smile, Bill. That's all.
Yeah, I haven't smiled in about 2 weeks here, so it was good to get a win here, you know, against Minersville, and it was their third game in 4 days, so I knew, you know, if we kept subbing in and out that we could wear them down, and, you know, they got very tired at the end.
You rotated your big guys very well, too. I mean, Chad Blasius comes in, and he gives you quality time in there in the paint. He really does, so you got those three guys rotating around, and you played a lot of guards, too, tonight. So
yeah, we tried to, you know, we thought we had an advantage if we could, like I said, sub a little bit and keep them, you know, their third game in 4 days, keep them moving, and we wore them out a little bit at the end, so that was good.
We have to ask you this question. Braden Long's move at the end when he missed the shot. Double spin when he shot, missed the ball, and then one of the Minersville kids did the same thing and made it down here. We were when everybody turned and looked at Braden, but they weren't paying attention to him.
They lost the attention by that.
Braden was taking a drink. He wasn't even looking at anybody after that.
You know, we had the first half, we had ourselves charted for 10 missed layups.
Yeah.
You know, if we make seven of those, you know, you're up 20. But, you know, I thought the kids ran the floor real well today. We got to get a little better at those two-foot shots.
Hernandez is always on that fast break. And, you know, he has to run from baseline to baseline. So I can see why he might have been a little gassed there in the fourth quarter.
You know, we keep preaching to the kids at practice that, you know, when you run your sprints, you're going to get yourself in shape. And, you know, takes one that usually runs pretty hard. And, you know, he does get tired, but that's because he works.
Bill, you're at game number 8 now, 9 coming up here at the end of the week. By the time we're at first full week of January, you're at the halfway part of the season. Where are you at compared to where you want to be as a coach and for this team?
Well, we definitely have some work we need to do. You know, I definitely think as the year goes on, we're going to be a little bit better shooting from the perimeter, which I don't think we've shot very well yet at all. And I do think we're going to get better from the free throw line as well. You know, our rebounding's coming along, our ability to get the ball not only into the post, but post-to-post pass is getting a little bit better. So we're still definitely a work in progress, but we show signs of getting better every day of practice, and that's all I can keep hoping for.
Bill, appreciate the time. Have a wonderful New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Absolutely. Same with you guys.
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Phil Ziegler joining us on the post game after a 59-38 victory over the Battling Miners of Minersville. And Coach said it, you know, this performance, Rays were moving the ball a little bit. Now, granted, this is a Minersville team that plays Lords actually on Friday. And that should be a very entertaining game because I think both those teams are kind of at the same spot right now.
Yeah, they both don't have a lot of experience. I think this is a better team than Lords, to be honest with you.
I think you're right.
I do.
Especially what I was very impressed with was Pizzico defensively and the way Lonergan handled the offensive side of things.
Like I said, if Noble gets hot from the outside, you know, they've got three pretty quality players there. They're just... You know, it takes five out there once in a while, and they and I'm not taking anything away from the guys that are filling in there, but let's face it, they were the three best players, and they handled the ball the most.
Yeah, no question. And again, Shikalimi getting a better all-around performance. This game could have been in the 70s or maybe even 80s if they got some of those shots early on.
You heard what
he
said.
Yeah.
I just agree with him. 10 missed layups.
Yeah, that's 20
half.
Points.
Exactly.
You know, now you're looking at 79-38. Mm-hmm. But
yep. Good win.
Well, Chief. Shikalimi now ending 2019's part of their season. What do you look forward to here in 2020 coming up?
I just look forward to Davis Marshall doing what he did tonight. Him and Jacob Hernandez working well inside, getting each other the ball from post to post or from baseline to high post and back. And I look for Braden Long to be sometimes a little bit more under control. I'd like to see him stop in there. He penetrates the zone so well, instead of just throwing that runner up and sometimes not knowing where it's going to go, jump stop, take the jump shot, all right? I'm looking at some of those other guys in the perimeter not taking shots. You know, we saw John Pfeiffer take a three in the first quarter, and he made it, and then he really didn't look for a three after that. And Dylan Stevens is another one that passes up a lot of shots, not just threes, but, you know, your 10, 12-footers. And I think Bill hit upon that when he said, you know, we're going to get better shooting from the outside. That's what they've got to do. There's no team has, I think, two better big guys when they play together and play as good as they can than Shikalimi
with
Marshall and Hernandez. And Chad Blasius is a, you know, we watched him last year in the JVs. He played very well until he got that concussion down at Seals Grove. He's another kid that comes in there and gives you good time, and up at Danville he played very well. So they're not lacking for inside, and you know, John Pfeiffer is gonna, I think he's, like I said, John's young, he's gonna get better. Nate Minear came in as a senior and gave him 4 points and played very well tonight too. So you know, it would be interesting to see if he comes a real battle to see who plays the top eight spots, and that's what he's gonna eventually have to do. He's going to have to narrow it down, all right, and see who can play in tough games, who are the three I can bring off the bench to play.
Well, next Friday night right here in the Fieldhouse, it'll be Central Mountain coming to town. Another time the Braves matchup on paper seems pretty good, and an opportunity to get a win in the Heartland Conference as they will come into that game 0-3. Chief, thanks for your final thoughts on at least 2019. Safe and happy New Year to you.
Too.
And,
all right.
And Mrs.
And
Ritchie
enjoy,
as well.
And enjoy the Hort Kraut that was manufactured by the Hort Kraut in the Hort Cellar. All right.
There's nothing better than cheap Hort Kraut.
And cured in the Hort Cellar also and bagged by the members of the number one fire company.
I'll tell you what, nothing's better than that, folks, if you can get your hands on some.
Kraut.
It's a good New Year's Day.
Homemade. Unbelievable.
Hot dogs for lunch, pork for dinner, and all the sauerkraut you care to eat.
And upset stomach the next day.
We'll deal with that the next
gotcha.
Day. That's not a big deal. Once again, our final score, it was Shikalimi 59 and Minersville 38. The Miners dropped to 0-8 overall. The Braves improved to 3-5. And as I said, we'll next be in action Friday night against Central Mountain back in conference play here in the Fieldhouse. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Hurt. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Happy and safe New Year. We'll talk to you in 2020.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070 WKOK.